Welcome to another episode of Conversation with Startups, where we speak with local founders and startups to ask what makes them tick and what makes their tech. In this episode, we look at API Fortress and learn from their founder, Patrick Poulin, why API testing is a lost art and how his tool can bring testing back to the modern devs in under 1 minute.
How you doing? My name is Joshua Drew. I'm a technical evangelist from Microsoft. So we're here today with API Fortress. I have Patrick and Grace, and we're going to learn a little bit about their API testing platform. You know, normally it could take hours to create tests for your APIs. They got a great platform that's minutes. Can I say seconds? Right?
It's under a minute.
Under a minute.
58 seconds.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about their background and what got them here at API Fortress. So Patrick, why don't you introduce yourself and talk a little bit about yourself and where you've kind of grown to.
Sure. I'm Patrick Poulin. I've been in the tech space for like 15 years. But my big background was first in mobile technology, and then I moved on to APIs. And I've had a few different jobs as an API evangelist, but my focus, obviously, the last 3 years with this startup has been API testing and monitoring.
Cool.
And I am the newest addition to the company, actually. I've only been here about 6 weeks now. I've been in the tech space previously, too. It was also mobile commerce / mobile applications, doing marketing, and now I'm doing marketing here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're in the space called the Alley, which is... part of ERA, or I guess ERA is part of,
yeah,
part of the Alley. And API Fortress graduated from ERA last May. So talk a little bit about kind of the experience at ERA and what you've learned from not only from a business standpoint, but really from a technology standpoint, how to get your product into the market.
Yeah, so ERA was great. I actually would suggest anyone that wants to do an accelerator to do the accelerator, because people are always afraid of like, oh, they might take equity or something. But in reality, they're taking 8% of nothing, because it's nothing until it's something. Mm-hmm. And they can help you make it something. So what's interesting is our class had 10 people, and it was 10 totally different types of people. We had everyone from people like us who are like hardcore enterprise background product builders. They had other people that just came from an office job and they now wanted to build an app. And they had a lot of it running, but they were using like an outsourced development team. So ERA helps a lot teach you how to do marketing, how to build products, and so you take the pieces that you need. So for us, we didn't need as much the product stuff, but the marketing stuff we needed help with. And the big part is like, how do you talk to investors? And the big part for us with ERA was all the benefits we received, such as, you know, you get free accounts, free like mass emailing, you get 3 months of free mass emailing from some of the big emailers, and for us, we had Azure free for like 6 months. Now it's key for us, because our whole thing is a bunch of servers located globally. We were able to take advantage of the benefits offered to ERA by Microsoft.
Cool. Now, when you guys came into ERA, you already had the product in mind. How long have you kind of had that in market, and did it change once you got into the program?
Sure. So we had originally come up with the idea in November of 2014. And we were playing with it. We built the prototype for it, and it wasn't until January of 2015 that we joined ERA. What was interesting is we initially built it as what we have now, but we shifted ERA to make it more a direct pipeline to large enterprises. So we would directly communicate with them and build the tests for them, and it wasn't self-serve yet. We did that because we wanted to take more time improving the experience of self-serve. So when we initially built it, the platform worked well, but there's still that little bit of a learning curve. And so what we've been working on since then is diminishing the learning curve, which we'll show later with what we call Magic, that builds a test for you, and also just adding video tutorials, guided tours, things of that nature. So we went back to what our original idea was, so that we now have a two-prong approach, and that we can be direct managed service to large enterprises, or you can just go to the website, sign up, and do it yourself.
That's awesome. So I guess let's talk a little bit about the product itself. I mean, we talked about briefly your journey.
Yeah.
So the product itself is an API test tool, but it does more than that, right? So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit.
So our mission statement at the beginning was, let's create why is no one testing an API? The reality is no one's testing an API because only a developer can do it. You need to program. You need to actually write code, whether JavaScript or Java, or however you choose. You have to build it yourself. Testing should be in the hands of a QA or in charge of people of or just making it easier for devs that don't have to write it. And so that's what our mission statement was, and that's what we've been focused on. So what we've been building since 2013 is a tool that allows you to drag and drop, but create an API test. And it's interesting because a lot of people don't even know fully what an API is. It's really just a bunch of text. And you just got to make sure that each line of that text is accurate. And people think you have to make something that's really complicated, but it's not if you create these library of rules called assertions. So one line might just have a URL. What if you just create a rule that says, hey, make sure this line is a URL? And that's it. It's just drag and drop, make sure that line is a URL. So with that, you can create those tests. You can schedule them so they run continuously, let's say, every 15 minutes. And then from that, you have all sorts of great data you can look at. So if there's an error, you get notified. If there's an error, you can look at the log to see what the error was. And also with all that testing, you know what the speed is. You can get notified if it goes too slow, if the latency's off. You can also get notified about like uptime rates. So now that's part of the platform. We're not just testing the accuracy of the payload. We're making sure that your uptime numbers are good and your speed is good as well. So it's monitoring and testing all in one tool, all based on one test.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. So obviously, you know, API is kind of platform agnostic. I can consume that from a mobile or a web. Talk a little bit about kind of the steps that developers usually take to consume. They just kind of sign up, right? They sign up online. They're able to kind of drag and drop. What about like other gotchas that developers need to know? I mean, keys, you know, access tokens, stuff like that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what's needed to be passed into your tool?
Yeah, so what's interesting about a tool is so that a lot of people that use APIs today, they'll recognize tools such as Postman, for example. It's a very common Chrome plugin that lets you make a one-off call. So you make a call, it comes back, you see the API. That's pretty much what it does, more of a smoke test. So we have a tool within the platform that looks almost exactly like Postman that makes it very easy for you to make the call. So you can type in the URL to make the call, whether it's a get or a post. Then you can add in any sort of authentication layers you may have or any sort of header information. So the actual UI of the just making the initial call, we set it up so it looks similar to Postman because that's what people are comfortable with. There's a few tools that look similar to that. So ours looks like that. And then from there, you can automatically generate an API test and it pumps it into our UI, and then you go from there in a drag and drop system.
That's pretty awesome. So talk a little bit about maybe some of the hurdles that you guys had. You know, it doesn't have to be in the past 6 months, but just overall, when you started thinking about this problem that you're trying to solve, were there any big hurdles that you needed to come across, or you know, a technology stack that worked better than others? I mean, talk a little bit about kind of the inner workings of the platform.
Yeah, so one of our biggest hurdles, honestly, was just sticking to our original mission statement, which is make it all drag and drop. Because it's very easy to cut corners and make something pretty easy up to a certain point, but then like there might be one step, there might be one sort of assertion or rule that you can't get to. And so some of our biggest hurdles have been just adding new things. So we manually have onboarded over 100 APIs, just ourselves, major public APIs, because we want to test the system with as many different APIs as possible. With each new one, we learn something new. We learn like, oh, we have to create a new assertion for this specific type of item, this specific object in the payload. What does that mean? Like, how do we create a drag and drop assertion for that? So those are a lot of the hurdles we faced the last year, is just making sure that we are flexible enough. Because one of the biggest problems that some other API monitors or tests have is it's a one-to-one correlation. So this has to be this. There's no flexibility within it. Our rules are built specifically to have flexibility. This is supposed to be a URL. You don't have to tell what URL needs to be. You can, but it's better if you just say this has to be a URL, and that rule can then apply to any call you make to that API. So that API will always return a URL, hopefully.
All right. Okay. Cool. And so going back to what you mentioned earlier in terms of the accelerated ERA and assignment of the benefits, I know you guys are a BizSpark customer. Can you talk a little bit about some of the services that you're utilizing from BizSpark and how BizSpark kind of helped you out?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's all about the data hosting, just hosting us. Just that stuff is big for us because our goal is, so when you schedule a test and you execute it, you want to be able to execute it from different regions, because that's something that, one of the big things for us that people don't realize is how significant API testing is and how no one's actually doing it. So they do UI testing and they do all sorts of testing from websites and apps, and they aren't actually testing upstream the APIs that are actually powering the websites and the apps. So it's interesting that we need to test like from Brazil, California, and New England, the New England area, Boston, and what have you, and we'll get different results. They may all ping at the same time, go after the same API, but for some reason, the way the CDN's reacting, one thing may not work the way that it worked on the West Coast. And we see that sort of information all the time in our platform. And it's been really beneficial because we can immediately roll out new ones. If we want to go to Australia in the next hour, we can roll something out in Australia.
Cool. That's pretty cool. So what's next for you guys? You got other project product milestones, or is it just really, you know, a market play at this point? So what's on the horizon for API Fortress?
Our big push now is just to continue making things better and easier. Like it's our that was a big feature for us that came out about a month ago was magic. We should probably come up with a better name for it.
No, it's perfect. Developers love magic.
Just thought it was magic. And that's why it's a magic wand button. The icon is the magic wand. That was a big product milestone for us because we're moving more towards the space whereby we want the test to be up and running almost autonomously without you having to do anything. But the reality is you'll always have to play with the test a little bit to perfect it.
Okay.
But once you build the test once, it works forever. Unless you change the payload, which people very rarely do. Mm-hmm. People think that happens all the time, but they don't. They make updates to the API, but the actual end result has to be consistent because it's being consumed in a very consistent way.
Right.
So it's been... That milestone is big for us. You just make a call. If we see the payload within the platform. You just press the magic button, and from there you can actually see 90% of the test built for you. All the headaches you may have with other platforms disappear because just make a call like it is on Postman, just a basic console call, then press magic, and it works from there.
Cool. So I guess another question I had that I thought of, you mentioned before kind of your core customers, obviously developers, and developers don't like testing because they don't have time, and you only have a couple days to build a project or a week to build a project and need to get it out. QA obviously needs some type of tools. However, they might not have the skills or the ability to build these things or use tools, and the developer doesn't have time to build tools for QA. And then you also mentioned enterprise a little bit, where an enterprise can kind of take advantage of your testing for internal APIs or even external APIs. So who's kind of that core customer that you're looking for? All three? Is there someone that I missed?
For us, we're actually looking for all three. So the key points for developers, for example, is if they're at a company and there's the QA team doesn't exist, like a startup, sometimes it just isn't a QA team. The developer wants to test, but it's just another thing to add to the roadmap that is already too long. Like developers are a very expensive and busy resource at every company on Earth. So for us, with this tool, within a minute, they can have it all set up.
Mm-hmm.
QAs were one of our initial core audiences because they don't have the ability, often, usually, to actually test an API, schedule it to run autonomously, and then get notified when something happens, and then have all that data stored in one place.
Right.
Like that's a whole suite of features and products that a QA needs done. That's why they've had the advantage of using things like Selenium and Appnium for websites and apps. Those tools do it for you. There's no Selenium or Appnium for APIs, and that's what our goal was to create. And the other ones that are interesting for us, it's like DevOps people. Like that's what's interesting is when you build a tool, sometimes the use cases are unexpected. So DevOps, we never thought of it initially, but then we've been getting a lot of interest and a lot of usage out of people with that specific role because they want to know when things are down immediately. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. That's their job. But what's interesting is that they don't want to just know if it's down. So something that we can do that's a little unique is that we can provide you uptimes for actual uptime and then functional uptime. So there's a differentiator in that there are moments where an API will respond, but if it responds inaccurately, then it's actually functionally down because it's not working correctly. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons for that, for example, is like the API works, but the database that's actually storing all the information is down. So the API responds, if you ping it, it responds. But how do you know if it's actually accurate? Well, you know by testing the actual payload. How do you do that? API Fortress.
Okay. Cool. That's awesome. I'm pretty excited to get this out to developers on Channel 9. Hopefully they can take advantage of it. So any last words? APIFortress.com, they can sign up for a free trial, get an API test in under a minute, right? It's like 50 seconds or something like that. Any other parting words?
We have a lot of guided tutorials. We're making more and more videos. Like you log into the system, there's a big old red question mark if you have any questions, and it's pretty clear how to make it work. We want people to have a test up and running within a minute. There's example tests as soon as you log in. And if honestly, we're very we're in startup mode if you really think about it. So my email, just email me. I respond to people immediately. Like the other day it happened, the guy went back and forth with a guy who's a professional like developer and he needed a tool like this. He's like, well, I need a feature. it's almost built. We're releasing it tomorrow. Like, if you have an idea, let us know. We build things very quickly. We don't have a 2-year life cycle here.
Sure, right.
We can go day to day and release new features, and especially with searches, those could come out daily.
Right. So you heard it first. So if you have an idea, send them an email.
Email one of us. We will respond very quickly.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate your time. We'll put some credits at the end of the video that developers and testers and whatnot can go take a look. But thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah. So our big platform feature that just got added was the what we call Magic. So you can easily just go into the platform, click compose, and then you can load up actually our console. And this is the part that looks a lot like Postman or very similar to other API calling platforms. And what you do is just simple as that. Like, here's a simple call. It's an example call. And you just actually click the send button to make the call. And then what we get here is the actual payload. And then you just hit the magic button. And so what we do at this point is we generate a draft of the test for you. So it's discouraging to have to do testing. Testing's not fun. But what if we could do 90% of it for you? And that's what we have here. This is the test. And then from here, you can drag and drop things. You can double-click, make adjustments. If we create an assertion that says the ID must be an integer, well, what if it actually could also be a decimal number, like a float? So what if we could change that to a float? It's very easy. Just change it to a float. Change it to various things, such as URL, Boolean. And then from here, you can schedule all these tests to run from wherever you want, as often as you want, and all that data goes into the dashboard, and you can just look at it. So very quickly, you can look at a report, gives you exactly what went wrong, and what's extra important about this is that we store all that information for you. So if you ever just want to look at the payload and look at exactly what happened, all of that is within the platform.